Hello. Thank you for your purchase of Instant Habit Transformation. Erase negative habits and rewire yourself for success. We look forward to helping you eliminate any current behaviors that negatively impact your life. This audio recording is designed to change your thinking for the sake of improving your quality of life. Within the next 30 minutes or so, you will be placed under a hypnotic trance to begin your journey toward a positively reformed lifestyle. Before we begin, it is important that you are able to relax completely for the duration of this hypnosis session. Make sure you are seated or lying down comfortably on a chair, mattress, or other surface that can fully support your body. Place your hands at your sides or in your lap with your palms facing up. Remove any clothing, accessories, or blankets that may interfere with your ability to relax. Never attempt to listen to this recording while operating a moving vehicle or any heavy machinery. If you are currently unable to relax and get comfortable, please postpone listening to this recording until you are able to do so safely and conveniently. This hypnosis session has been designed for your self-improvement, and the benefits you will receive from listening are sure to be worth your while. To receive the best results, it is recommended that you listen to this recording at least once daily for 2 weeks. If you are unable to follow a consistent listening schedule, try playing this recording as often as you can. With all of that said, let's get started. Begin by taking a deep breath. Take in as much air as you can and let it all out. Take another deep breath in and let it out. One more time, take a deep breath in and let it out. Now, resume normal breathing at a slow and consistent pace. As you take air in, tense your muscles up and allow them to tighten. As you breathe the air out, release the tension from your muscles and allow them to relax completely, becoming looser and lighter with each outward breath. Continue breathing this way until you find it difficult to tighten your muscles when you inhale. Breathe in and breathe out. You're doing great. As you continue breathing, begin to focus your mind on your entire body. Notice all of the tension that is remaining in your body and try to relax it away with each outward breath you take. With each breath in, the tension increases, and with each breath out, it goes away completely, becoming less and less each time you inhale. Take a deep breath in, hold it, and let it all out, allowing any tension or discomfort to leave your body. At this point, you may be feeling tired and your eyelids may feel heavy. If you find it difficult to keep your eyes open, feel free to close them now. If you're not ready to close your eyes, you may keep them open a while longer. Focus your mind now on your head and any lingering tension you may have in your scalp and head muscles. Take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, Feel your head completely relaxing, letting go of all tension. Move your focus down now to your face. Release any tension you feel in your forehead, your cheeks, and your jaw. If your eyes are still open, relax them completely and allow them to close now. Let go of all remaining tension in your face. You're doing great. Focus now on your neck and begin to feel it relaxing. Take a deep breath in and let go of all tension in your neck as you breathe out now. Allow your head to sink into the pillow or rest gently on the back of your chair. Turn your focus now to your shoulders. Breathe in. Hold in that air. And breathe out now, allowing your shoulders to completely relax. Let your mind move down into your arms. Become aware of any tension that remains in your arms, hands, and fingers. Take a deep breath in and let go of all that tension now. Feel it moving down from your shoulders, down through your arms and hands, and slipping out through your fingertips. You're doing great. Shift your concentration now to your back and your spine. Notice all tension in your back muscles and take a deep breath to let it all go now. Move your focus further down to your legs. Take a deep breath in and let it all out. Release all tension from your leg muscles, allowing them to become loose and limp. Feel your thighs and calf muscles letting go as you take another deep breath now. You're doing great. Finally, focus now on your feet. Feel all of the tension remaining in your feet and take a deep breath to relax them now. Allow the tension to move from the back of the heels through the soles and out the tips of your toes. Take another deep breath to relax your entire body now. You're doing great. With all of your tension gone, you feel so relaxed. You continue breathing slow, steady breaths, which only relax you more. Imagine now that you are standing at the top of a stairway that descends into total darkness. There are 10 steps before you, which lead down to complete and total relaxation. As I count down now from 10 to 1, imagine yourself stepping down one stair at a time and becoming more relaxed with each step you take. Starting at 10, you step down onto the first step and feel your entire body beginning to relax deeply. You're doing great. 9. You take another step down, relaxing deeper and becoming more comfortable. 8. Moving down another step, your body relaxes even more. feel a tingling sensation throughout your body and notice a sense of lightness. As you continue relaxing, you move down to step 7 now. When you do, your body relaxes more and more, becoming very limp and even lighter than before. 6. You are entering a deeper state of relaxation than you have ever experienced. Your mind begins letting go of all cares and worries as you move down now to step 5. Continuing to relax, you feel all awareness of your body slipping away. You feel so light and free, and you long for the feeling to last. You go down now to step 4, where the feeling of relaxation intensifies. You no longer have a distinct recognition of your body parts, but feel them all blend together in a soft tingle. Moving down to step 3, you realize all thoughts from your mind, focusing now only on the sound of my voice and your overwhelming desire to relax. Taking another step down to number 2, you feel your mind and body melting together into one sense of being. You are more relaxed now than ever before, and you only continue to go deeper as you move down to step 1 now. Before taking the final step, all remaining awareness of your body slips away completely, and your mind is totally relaxed. Move down now, taking your final step off of the staircase and into total trance. You're doing great. Your mind and body are together as one, and they are both fully at ease. You have no concerns, no stress, and no tension. Give yourself a moment to take in your newly found comfort in this place, and allow yourself to completely enjoy it. You are happy, you are satisfied, and you are free. This is the best feeling in the world. Everything about it is perfect. Take notice of how being here makes you feel. What you are experiencing right now is a completely open mind. There is an infinite amount of thoughts and feelings that can pass through your mind at this moment. Among these thoughts is the possibility of living your life without your bad habits affecting you. A life free of temptation to do what is unhealthy, harmful, or distracting. Take a moment to see what your life looks like without habitual behaviors. Notice any significant differences between your real life and this vision. Look at how much healthier you look because you decided to stop acting upon your negative habits. Perhaps you have stopped smoking. Maybe you decided to quit drinking. You may have reduced the amount of food you eat. Or possibly, you refuse to gamble money any longer. You know exactly what habits are affecting you, even if they were not listed just now. You are listening to this recording because you know you have at least one bad habit, and you want to be rid of it. Whatever habit it is, imagine now how you see yourself living without it. If you stop smoking, maybe you can breathe easier, or you have lived to be much older than you expected. If you stopped drinking, you may be able to concentrate better on the things you do and have a healthier appearance. If you quit overeating, you might be slimmer and wearing clothing in sizes you didn't think you could fit. And if you stopped gambling, you may have saved up your money and invested it in purchasing nice things for yourself. Think of your habit and the negative effects it has on you. What is it doing to your body and physical appearance? How is it affecting you mentally? What effect does it have on your relationships and finances? Ask yourself and honestly answer, are you satisfied with living this way? If you answered no, it is time to break free of the habit. Once and for all. If you answered yes, continue listening and do your best to make a change. Imagine again that image of yourself living without your habit. Your negative behavior is no longer an issue, and its effects are plain to see. You know every way that your habit currently affects you, but now you are living with exactly the opposite of its impact. You are healthier, you are happier, you get more out of life. This is who you want to be, and you are going to commit to becoming this better you now. Let the image of your habit-free self inspire you to turn the vision into reality. You know what it's going to take, and from this moment forward, you will be willing to do it. Think of things now that are associated with your habit. If you smoke, picture cigars, cigarettes, pipes, joints, and lighters. If you drink, picture beer, wine, vodka, blended drinks, and shot glasses. If you overeat, picture plates, utensils, food, buffets, and desserts. If you gamble money, picture slot machines, playing cards, cash, ATMs, and casinos. If your habit is something else, think of everything you can that has to do with your habit, and allow these images to become clear in your mind. While keeping in mind everything related to your habit, think of a realistic limit to set for yourself that you can commit to. You know your limits and what you are and aren't willing to do. If you want to quit smoking, start by reducing your smoking to one cigarette a day. If you want to quit drinking, reduce your alcohol intake to one can, glass, or bottle a day. If you want to quit overeating, limit yourself to one helping of food per meal. And if you want to stop gambling, agree to bet no more than $10 each day. These are just some examples of limits to set on some of the most popular habits and addictions. You may use these suggestions as your own goals, or you may think of your own. If you deal with habits other than those I have mentioned, take time to set a realistic goal for yourself now. With that goal in mind, think again of the items associated with your habit. From now on, your mind knows your limit and is dedicated to staying within its restrictions. If you ever find yourself tempted to exceed your limits or attempt to break it, your mind will stop you. Think of the items associated with your habit. From now on, if you try to break your limit, every item that has anything to do with your habit will be impossible for you to handle. Every item will become unbearably challenging to use, and ultimately you will reject them. You may try and try to find a way to handle whatever item it is, but your mind will trick you into believing that you cannot do it. Here are some examples to help you understand what I mean. If you are trying to stop smoking, and your limit is one cigarette each day, every cigarette after the first one you smoke daily will feel like it is on fire. You will attempt to pull it out of the box, but will burn yourself when you touch it because it is very hot. No matter how many times you try to hold the cigarette, it will burn you, and you will not be able to touch it for more than a second. You may try to remove another cigarette, but it too will burn you because you have already smoked your only cigarette of the day. Even if you try cooling the cigarettes down with water or refrigeration, they will be very hot and you will not be able to touch them. If you are trying to quit drinking and your limit is one bottle a day, any additional drinks you attempt to have will taste extremely bitter in your mouth. The beverage will taste so awful in your mouth that you will not be able to swallow it, but will spit it out immediately. You will pour the remaining beverage down the drain and wait until the next day to have your drink. If you continue trying to break your limit, each drink after the first will taste so horrible that you have to spit it out. You can try and try, but you will never find a drink that does not taste bitter. If you are trying to stop overeating and your limit is one serving per meal each day, any additional servings you attempt to have will be incredibly heavy. You can eat your first serving of each meal with no problem, but as soon as you attempt a second serving, the food will feel as if it weighs a ton. You can try and try to lift the food and bring it to your mouth, but no matter what you do, you cannot lift the food from your plate because it is so heavy. Eventually, you will give up on trying and wait until the next meal to eat. If you are trying to stop gambling and your limit is to bet no more than $10 each day, any money you attempt to spend after the initial $10 will appear to be counterfeit. You will see your money and realize that it is not real. You know you will get caught if you attempt to play it, so you avoid using the money because you can get into big trouble. You may try to find a bill in your wallet that is genuine, but you will quickly notice that they are all fake and cannot be used to play with. The only real money you had was the $10, and it has already been spent. When you find only fake money, you keep it in your wallet and use it to play when it becomes real the next day. Your conscience is a very intelligent entity, and it knows a good trick to play on you when you attempt to exceed your limits. Let your mind put that trick into effect now, so that your boundaries will not be crossed. From now on, each and every time you try to break your habit, you will run into extreme difficulties trying to continue it. Your cigarettes will be hot to the touch. Your alcoholic beverages will be incredibly bitter. Your food will be very heavy. And your money will all be counterfeit, to repeat some examples. Though none of these items have actually changed, your mind will make you believe they have, so you avoid using them. When you are ready, you will decide to be done with your habit once and for all. Instead of smoking a cigarette or having one drink every day, you will decide to no longer have even one. From that point on, every cigarette will be hot, every drink will be bitter, all excess food will be heavy, and all money will be counterfeit when you gamble it. You will no longer have the ability to have just one every day. Your habit will be completely kicked, and with time you will find that attempting to continue it is totally useless. Use your inner wisdom to decide when you are ready to stop participating in your habit altogether. It is now time to bring you up out of trance. Though this hypnosis session is coming to an end, the impact it has on your life will be long-lasting and you will notice it. You will distinctly remember what you heard during this session and will not forget it. Your life will be shaped around the suggestions from this session, and it will all be for your benefit. As you continue listening, you begin to regain awareness of your body. You are becoming able to distinguish the different parts of your body from one another. Your mind is activating and becoming aware of its surroundings. As your mind awakens, you begin to notice the surface you are situated upon and can feel it beneath you. You are still relaxed and comfortable. You're doing great. At this time, I am going to count down from 3 to 1. With each number you hear, you feel a greater sense of awareness coming to your mind and body. When I get down to 1, you will be completely awake and aware of everything going on. You will feel completely relaxed and refreshed, as if you have just woken from a deep sleep. Starting with 3, you feel your hands, arms, feet, and legs becoming active. Your body becomes heavier as it becomes more and more real to you. 2. You are aware of your skin and can feel the temperature of the room around you. You can feel the clothing wrapped around your body, and it makes you feel so comfortable. And now, 1. You are completely awake now with total control of your mind and body. You can control your thoughts, move your limbs, and even open your eyes. You are able to speak, move around, and stretch if you choose to do so. Thank you again for your purchase of Instant Habit Transformation. Erase negative habits and rewire yourself for success. Now that you have successfully completed this hypnosis session, you are well on your way toward living an improved lifestyle. You will be able to live without having to submit to the demands of your bad habits. We would like to wish you the best of luck with your endeavors, and hope you make the most of the future that is to come.